Give the world a smile each day.
Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We're located in Grove City, Ohio, right on the southwest side of Columbus. I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Good Tuesday to you. Hope you're having a great day today, and thank you for tuning in to the broadcast this morning or the evening, whenever you're listening to the broadcast. We started this talk yesterday, and so I urge you to go back and listen to yesterday's broadcast. You can get it off our website. You can get it off our YouTube channel, Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, our website, bbcgrovecity.org, or you can also pick up as a podcast off iTunes. I think it's called Apple Podcasts now, Apple Podcasts or iHeartRadio. And listen to that broadcast, because this builds on that. I said I'm giving you three principles for the end times. Three principles for the end times. We began in Daniel chapter 2 as he interprets Nebuchadnezzar's dream of this great image that he saw, and really representing different kingdoms. His Babylonian being the head of gold, but then it would be taken over by the Persians, which were the chest and arms of silver. Then it would be taken over by the legs or the thighs of bronze, and that was Greece, the Greece Empire. And then the legs of iron was Rome, and then the feet of iron and clay are the divided nations, which where we are now. And the principle, first principle we talked about yesterday was this, that every leader in every nation gets replaced. And go back and listen to that if you could. That would be of help to you. We just started the second principle and ran out of time yesterday, and that is this. It is God who sets up the leaders of the nations. We read the verses from Daniel 4 that the Most High rules in the kingdoms of men, and he sets up over them whomsoever he will. God is in control. And Nebuchadnezzar had to learn that. Chapter 4 exposes his incredible pride and foolishness that he had. And again, God rules over all the kingdoms, and he sets over it whomsoever he will. And several times it says he sets over it the basest of men. And we've seen that even in the United States of America. Sometimes we're shocked to hear some of the language that our presidents use, our leadership uses. That should not surprise us. God said, I set up over it the basest of men. The basest of men are often the rulers of great nations and empires. And we see that throughout history, do we not? Individuals in positions of great power who are defiled and wicked men. I mean, we don't have to talk about just Mussolini or Hitler or Stalin. Castro in Cuba, Kim Jong-un in North Korea, Putin in Russia. But listen, we've had 47 individuals now, 46, I guess. Several have served twice. But be president of the United States. And we like to view him as obviously intelligent or clever or connected enough to be president. But you're going to find quite a cast of characters among those who were our president. I mean, there were slave traders, they were adulterers, they were fornicators, they were drunkards, they were murderers, they were backstabbers, they were liars and fabricators, men who were full of pride and self-importance, greedy. All these have occupied our White House. But would you remember that behind every human election of these men to the highest office in the land is God? He rules in the kingdom of men and gives it to whomsoever he will and sets up over it the basest of men. Now, if I can apply some things for America here, we have to be so careful. Sometimes our leadership, and I think there's some good leaders now surrounding our president who love God and who have a faith in God and faith in Christ. But boy, have we gotten off the rails in America. I mean, just common sense. Common sense says we don't depend on other nations for oil when we have plenty. Common sense says you should show your ID in order to vote. Common sense says we ought to secure the border. Common sense says that overtaxation and overregulation hurts the economy and hurts people. And common sense says we don't spend more money than we have, that the national debt is ridiculous and unsustainable. And listen, common sense says sanctuary cities are immoral. Government should protect its citizens, not illegal aliens. Common sense says there's only two genders, male and female. Listen, common sense just says that a nation ought not to slaughter its children through acts of abortion or fail to protect them when they go to school from murderers. Listen, A well-armed citizenship, common sense tells me that a well-armed citizenship is the ultimate protection against tyranny. Common sense tells me criminals ought to be taken off the street and locked up. Common sense tells me that drugs mess with your brain and don't need to be legalized. So just common sense. America has been so foolish. And listen, these national leaders and political correct liberals, they stumble about like a drunken man, raving like lunatics about open borders and classless societies and defund the police. They rail and use words like homophobia and xenophobia and racism while promoting the same. Hypocrites, all of them. Rules for thee, but not for me. But listen, let's remember, it's a spiritual battle. I want to quote something to you from Paul Harvey. Some of you older folks will remember him. Paul Harvey. Good day. He read this in 1965, 60 years ago. It was called If I Were the Devil. All right. If I were the devil, if I were the prince of darkness, I'd want to engulf the whole world in darkness. And I've had a third of its real estate and 4/5 of its population, but I wouldn't be happy until I had seized the ripest apple on the tree, thee. So I'd set about, however necessary, to take over the United States. I'd subvert the churches first. I'd begin with a campaign of whispers. With the wisdom of a serpent, I would whisper to you as I whispered to Eve, do as you please. To the young, I'd whisper that the Bible is a myth. I would convince them that the man created God instead of the other way around. I would confine that what's bad is good and what's good is square. As in the old, I would teach to pray after me, our Father, which art in Washington. And then I'd get organized. I'd educate authors on how to make lurid literature exciting so that anything else would appear dull and uninteresting. I'd threaten TV with dirtier movies and vice versa. I'd peddle narcotics to whom I could. I'd sell alcohol to ladies and gentlemen of distinction. I'd tranquilize the rest with pills. Oh, if I were the devil, I'd soon have families at war with themselves, churches at war with themselves, nations at war with themselves, until each in its turn was consumed. And with the promise of higher ratings, I'd have a mesmerizing media fanning the flames. If I were the devil, I would encourage schools to refine young intellects but neglect to discipline emotions. Just let these run wild. Before you know it, you'll have drug-sniffing dogs and metal detectors at every schoolhouse door. Within a decade, I'd have prisons overflowing. I'd have judges promoting pornography. Soon, I could evict God from the courthouse, then from the schoolhouse, then from the houses of Congress, then in his own churches. I would substitute psychology for religion and deify science. If I were the devil, I'd make the symbols of Easter an egg and the symbol of Christmas a bottle. If I were the devil, I'd take from those who have and give to those who want until I've killed the incentive of the ambitious. And what do you bet I could get the whole states to promote gambling as a way to get rich? I would caution against extremes in hard work and patriotism and moral conduct. I would convince the young that marriage is old-fashioned, that swinging is more fun, and that what you see on the TV is the way to be. And thus I could undress you in public, and I could lure you into bed with diseases for which there is no cure. In other words, if I were the devil, I'd just keep right on doing what he's doing. Paul Harvey, good day. Every king and every nation eventually gets replaced. It's God who sets up the leaders of the nations, and only God's kingdom. This number three, remember this, only God's kingdom will ultimately last forever. Every other nation, we said, gets replaced, but not God's kingdom. We have an almighty God who's in charge of the affairs of this earth. Jesus is the rock. He's the stone upon which the true church is built. Didn't Jesus said upon this rock, talking about himself, I'll build my church. That rock, the Nebuchadnezzar's dream that eventually engulfs the entire world. A rock that'll hit the feet, not the head, Babylon, not the chest and arms of silver, not the stomach and thighs of Greece, not the legs of iron Rome. They all went out of existence. In other words, that rock strikes the group that revives at the time of the end time, the ten toes, if it were, the restored Roman Empire. And we're living in those days right now. Daniel chapter 2, his dream, will soon be established in connection with the second coming of Jesus Christ and the establishment of his kingdom. It's going to happen. It's starting to happen. Just as the image in Nebuchadnezzar's dream contained metals that degraded as they descended from gold to iron to clay, so will the world in which we live become increasingly apostate, and more of our society at large will be governed by outright militarism, which is the only vehicle to control the violence that is present and that is yet to come. We're seeing the military called into the streets of our city, Washington, D.C., Chicago, Illinois, Memphis, Tennessee. The book of Daniel provides us with a complete scenario for the end times, and it'll begin to wind down with the recurrent revival of the Roman Empire, which is probably the present-day European Union. And until this when that episode's completed, there is no more. That will be the last empire, and it will continue until the Antichrist, as a primary figure, will take over the resurrected Roman Empire. He'll be a dictator of world proportions, and he'll rule the world of his day, just like Nebuchadnezzar ruled the world of his day. But those of us who know the whole story, we don't fear those perilous times yet to come. Because the stone which was cut out of the mountain without hands is none other than Jesus Christ, God's anointed, our Savior, the rock of our salvation. And when he returns to gather his own, God will establish his kingdom, and it'll prevail in the world. And for 1,000 years, everyone on earth will be tremendously blessed under the perennial reign of Jesus Christ. And his kingdom will have no end. Three principles. Every king and nation eventually gets replaced. It is God who sets up the leaders of the nations. And it is only God's kingdom that will ultimately last forever. Oh, I thank God we're on the winning side. We're on the winning side. Thank God there's coming a day when Jesus Christ will rule and reign over the entire earth. And we look forward to that. That's the only kingdom that's going to last forever. And I'm part of that kingdom because I've received Jesus Christ as my Savior, and I hope you have as well. Well, those are the three principles for the end times. I hope that's been a help to you and a blessing, and let's stand strong. Let's continue to speak about the Lord Jesus. Let's continue to tell others the good news of the gospel until we hear the trumpet sound and Jesus returns for each of his own. All right. Well, let's have a good Tuesday, will you? And then we'll look forward to being with you again on our broadcast Wednesday. And, of course, you know what Wednesday means. That's church night. And we'll be turning the calendar over to October 1st. And so I want to talk to you tomorrow about three unspeakable blessings. And that'll be our broadcast on Wednesday. And so until tomorrow, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
the joy of serving Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny smile.